Okay, thank you. Thanks, Jimmy and Joan, for hosting this, and thank all of you for coming out tonight. So I have a book, Rust Belt, and I'm going to read a little bit from it. This first one is called Here. This stone of gray-cut marble with mother's name carved in cold relief, today summer breezes roll in and roll away. This cemetery adorns a grassy hillside with fluttering VFW flags. Outside, cars pass by the wrought iron fence. This town, forged by steel, fueled by coal, surveys the enduring river that drifts by accounts receivable. This state, a railroad constructed across Penn's woods, a safe harbor for the Liberty Bell. This nation, across the deep blue Atlantic, spoke of generations to Europe. Grandfather listened. This opportunity, labor and management intersected fluid life. A century turns here to these swaddling hills, accepting my mother. The next one has also appeared in the blog's 99 poems for the 99% this year, and it's called Sod Busting. Anxious about leaving, but still anxious if I stay. Look for a job here or there. Not my home, the old mill town. There seems to be the latest sprawling field, mushrooming free markets, and a random highway interchange with urban flight from taxes that plow under the harvest. A glassy office park is blooming, and $250,000 row houses sprout like fertilized corn. Shade trees cut, shoved aside by hired yellow bulldozers. The lawns, luxurious green, tranquil suburban bliss. And the 401k retirement plan, a tidy lawn ornament, like bright marigolds on a cemetery plot. This next one's called Pyramid Scheme Sales Pitch. Be from anywhere but here. Be like anyone but your parents. Don't live in a house much too small or drive a car much too old. After these dozen years, after college scattered our crew, you had a smile, a handshake, a drink, and you had concern for my well-being. I was sure you were happy to see me. I felt like high school never stopped. Last Friday, when I chanced upon you, I paused, then I remembered. All the bike rides of summer days, on any street or field that invited. The ball games we played and watched, the strikeouts, the hits, and all the wins and the losses. That neighborhood girl, she lived down the street. We both tried to impress, and we both mostly failed. Her pensive smile, an enigma for teenage boys. But then you made your pitch, and I had to let it go by. I wanted food, drink, and laughter. I wanted to reconnect. You saw networks with dollars and said nothing of baseball or girls. I will be on my way as I hold on to my memories, my practiced neutral expression, a mask over disappointment for what never will be. Okay. Elegy for junior varsity baseball coach. He had us chase fly balls, many chases as I recall, stitched leather flights of Newtonian mechanics, baffling examples of aerodynamics. We ran, we practiced, we chased until all of our mistakes were erased. And ours was no field you ever heard of. It was any big league park ever thought of. It was the Hall of Fame we dreamt of. And now he's hitting the ball somewhere over the fences, next to Hall of Famers in a place beyond our senses. And I wonder now about that coach. I wonder now about our dreams. Who's practicing? Who's watching? Who's playing? Who's hearing him holler and urge the players on the field? A call out, a lesson in the springtime sun. Who wants the ball? Go get it. Come on, run! That's from Rust Belt. I'm going to read several more. Okay. Orbit. And then June. It was gone. I drowsed straight through the sunny afternoon of the summer solstice, only to be startled by the 4th of July and the scraping songs of the summer cicadas. With eyes wide open, I see a storm approach, intruding with thoughts of everything beyond the lengthening nights of August. Thoughts of the fulgent days of October and a snowflake settling on a fallen leaf near a sodden football field in the sepia month of November. Strange thoughts to have in this hour of the storm, on a summer day such as this, whiling away the time as a privileged passenger on a planet such as this. Unrequited. My sylvan princess, ancient legend of the forest, I dreamt of the moment, of the time and the place where you would render a dream inadequate. In the deep woods, I walk along a stream, its source unnamed, this waterfall an impasse, the river it runs to, out of sight. My last one. I covet your wife. Sitting over there, betrothed hands set pensively on crossed legs, her back upright in perfect posture, and sandy blonde hair tumbling over a white cashmere sweater adorned by a silver necklace with a small cross nestled on her bosom. Sometimes alone, sometimes with her mother, with the rest of us today, she listens to the priest recall the spoken words of Jesus from his Sermon on the Mount. Amen, I say to you that anyone who so much as looks with lust at a woman has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Words today, these words from antiquity, conveyed by a shop-worn sound system as I contemplate the sinfulness of my desire to sit one row behind her next Sunday. Thank you. Next up, please welcome Kathy McGregor.